since 9/11, the Taliban militants have attacked time and again trucks carrying weapons and other supplies from Pakistani port city of Karachi to Afghanistan for the US-led forces. The militants have been using heavy NATO weapons such as these to fight security forces in Pakistan and foreign troops in Afghanistan. Last week, the security forces recovered light NATO weapons from the headquarters of Mutahida Qaumi Movement, or the MQM, a Karachi-based ethnic political party. Surprisingly, a White House spokesman denied this and claimed that the NATO shipments have been carrying only non-combat supplies to Afghanistan through Pakistan.
They need Pakistan and they have to cover it up. So they are telling a lie that we never supplied them. For God's sake, where did they come these weapons from? Because they were sealed containers and there were trackers mounted on them. Unless the Americans themselves opened up the containers.
Over 24,000 shipments of NATO supplies went missing few years back.
Political analysts point out that the NATO weapons are either ending up in the hands of Taliban fighting against the US-led forces in the region or other militant and political groups allegedly spying for the Western countries and destabilizing Pakistan through continued violence.
In this region, the American NATO forces, they are the biggest liar. And they are spreading the arms, ammunition in this region to create a conflict in different areas.
Activists of MQM have allegedly used NATO weapons to kill thousands of innocent citizens, including political rivals and religious leaders, both from Shia and Sunni sects, particularly in Karachi. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.